Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. VLK FAM, a.k.a. Black Fam, the content for every age service having Whoopi Goldberg as key investor and consultant, is about to wrap its second week. Where will this venture go from here? Chief Executive Larry Adams joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, Mike Tyson steps into Netflix's ring and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, speaker and tune-in radio, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network and 45 other great podcast destinations, including our newest one, True Fans. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Today's episode is brought to you by Liquid IV, fueling life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. Great to have you with us on a Thursday afternoon for the program about TV's current and future. 54 degrees outside the New York metropolitan area. Gray skies, a little light blue at times, but for the first time in 3 days, no rain, and we will take it. Great to have you aboard. We have a wonderful guest in store for you over the next 45 minutes, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's very simple. Pick up the phone, and when you do, you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And we've got our Chapman business. And by the way, BTR has dressed this up a little bit. We got some nice borders with the BTR microphone slogan. So get into the room. It's Simon Apple 04 by name. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Larry Adams, the head of Black Fam, will join me here in New York after these news notes. Netflix's next one-shot live sports event will be a heavyweight boxing bout July 20th. Former champion Mike Tyson has agreed to participate, facing Jake El Gallo Paul inside AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Netflix launched its event programming with an invitational golf match last fall, then presented a tennis duel from Las Vegas last weekend. Oscar-winning actress Rachel Weisz and her Astral Projection venture signed a first-look TV series deal with Fremantle this afternoon. Weisz's last TV effort, you may recall, was Dead Ringers, the Prime Video miniseries adaptation of the 1988 horror film. She played two roles in the project while involved behind the scenes as co-producer. Angela Jolie and Joanne Rank are among the talents Fremantle is currently co-producing scripted content with. Now, quickies. Oprah Winfrey will host and co-organize an ABC special on the weight loss prescription drug movement March 18th. Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution will get a follow-up run on Hulu next day. We understand this may be a live special for a live audience. Freebie's next original series will be Dinner with the Parents, launching April 18th. Adapted from the British hit comedy series Friday Night Dinner, the cast includes Michaela Watkins, Carol Kane, that's right, the Carol Kane from Taxi fame, and Daniel Thrasher. Side Hustlers, Roku's unscripted series from Hello Sunshine, Reese Witherspoon's production company, and Ally Financing, the bank, will come back for a second season. And Stars is set to debut Mary and George April 5th. The historical saga of British royalty has Julianne Moore as Mary and Nicholas Galdine as George. And that is news notes for today. And now joining me live here in the Big Apple, the founder and the chief executive of the new service Black Fam, now running on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles, Larry Adams. Larry, welcome in.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here, Simon. Great to be here with you on this cold, rainy, not rainy, New York City day.
Yes, we're happy, Larry. It's not rainy. First time in 3 afternoons. How are things going with Black Fam 2 weeks in?
Amazing. I mean, the amount of positive feedback we're getting from people who are signing up, engaging with the content that we've got so far, and asking for more. You know, this has not only been, I think, well received with the audience, but we've also received an overwhelming reaction from content creators looking for a place to bring their stories and their experiences to life, and finding distribution in this time has been pretty tough. So having a place like Black Fam to bring together these voices, bring together these stories that are oftentimes buried or never greenlit it's been really positive.
How did this venture get pulled together, and how did you get Whoopi Goldberg involved, not just as an equity player, but also as a content player with her production company?
Well, I think when something's meant to be, it's going to be. And with us, we had a mutual friend in common, and I've been talking about this need in the marketplace. You know, my background has been in streaming, delivering streaming media apps to the marketplace for a while. I was a chief branding officer on HBO Max. I was the lead on DirecTV Now, and I worked at Vimeo. So this space is not new to me, but what is I've always seen as an opportunity is, what is the family content that looks like me, that feels authentic to my stories and the stories of my family? And where is that in the ecosystem? So I've been talking about that. Whoopi heard about it. We got together, and it was like we had never been apart for our entire lives. And we really connected on core values of there needs to be great family entertainment that lives past even when we have children. It's for the generation. Let's create a network of a streaming service that delivers really this audience that deliver content to an audience that hadn't been served and hasn't been served for a long time. And three, let's become the yes content service provider for Black voices. Let's say yes where we're so oftentimes told no.
Mm-hmm. Two things about this service that stand out. One is that you want this to be a content for all ages. I mentioned the T's service.
That's right.
But the other thing is that you want to be bias-free. Free of what bias or free of what stereotypes?
I mean, it's not an unknown thing out there that content, especially as it relates to brown and black people, sometimes in a lot of cases stereotypes us and puts us in situations that are inauthentic to our experience. So that in our mind is a bias that has been well documented, well known for a long time. We want to remove that bias and really come from a place of authenticity. And we want to sort of shift the scales and the towards authenticity. And I think oftentimes we're biased by our lack of experience with other people. And so we sort of default into these unconscious stereotypes and unconscious bias. So it's not an intentional bias. I think it's just a matter of who's at the helm of some of these streamers, who's coming up with the ideas that get greenlit in these content places. So that bias needs to come out. And for all ages, really, this is a problem that every parent has. When we sit down, and we often do sit down together and watch something on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday morning, there's really it's very complicated to find it. You're going from app to app to app. You're sifting through things that are inappropriate for your kids. And then, you know, the default is, okay, take a device and go away, rather than what initially started as an opportunity to be together. How do we create? And so Black Fam's mission is to create that safe space for exploration of content and also encourage that co-viewing. So when we say all ages, we mean it's going to be fun for kids and adults to watch together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How long was the road to getting Black Fam off the ground a week ago Monday? And at any time along the road, did you ever think, I'm not going to make this happen, I can't make this happen, or to heck or high water, this is going to happen on my watch?
For me, it was the B. It was definitely, this is going to happen because it needs to happen. And the fact is, the feedback that I'm getting from not only the audience, but content providers and also partners that we're working with, this felt like it should have always been here. And this felt like it's actually an unnamed genre. Like, if you think about genres out there, there's a lot of subgenres, and we saw that explode, but Black Family hasn't been a genre until today. And so it's not only going to be a platform, but we think it's a new genre. And so it was going to happen regardless. Was it tough? Absolutely. Is it still tough? I think the worst – not the worst, but the hardest thing is actually that it's out there and live, and I have now not customers, but an audience and community to serve and to deliver content. So we launched with a light slate, and we're adding content, and we're making those deals now, and we're urgently moving towards filling out our content because our audience really wants it and needs it.
Mm-hmm. Most of the major smart TV sets and devices, from Roku to Samsung, Vizio, LG, and others, now have Black Fam, and most of the jumpers are also considering running the service as well. We're talking with Larry Adams. He's the founder and chief executive officer of Black Fam, which launched more than a week and a half ago. He joins me here in New York this half hour in a very exclusive interview right here on the Thursday afternoon edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Coming up, I'm also with you from the Big Apple, 54 degrees at the top of the hour. Let's hear you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Tomorrow on our regularly scheduled edition, my guest will be Carlos Santiago. He is the co-founder of AIM, that stands for the Association of Inclusion and Multicultural Marketing. And last week, they did the second annual edition of a project called Growth Front, which is trying to help other emerging African-American, Latino, Asian-American, Native American, gay, lesbian, et cetera, channels get advertising, promotion, and marketing support. We'll talk to Carlos about how they did last week with their latest Growth Fronts event and what's coming in the future. Carlos Santiago from Growth Fronts tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow We Televise. So, Larry, how much content do you have on Black Fam and any early flagship shows?
You know, we've premiered about 10, ten new series on the platform. Animation we started out the gate with, and you know, there's a series that we launched called Gabby Galactic that seems to be getting a lot of heart. And we've also seen a lot of, we have a cooking series on there that's also getting some views, but Gabby Galactic is definitely a standout.
And I understand that some networks, like the After Channel, are also supplying programming to you.
That's correct. Starting next week, we'll be presenting the Africa Channel on demand on Black Fam, and that's one of multiple partners that will start to premiere on the platform. And we will take a curated list of shows, and we're also working on co-developing new shows for our audience. So it was really important to have the African diaspora as a part of our story, and also bring to life the culture, the experience of Africa in a way to a new audience.
Mm-hmm. And who are some of the other suppliers? I believe you have an organization called Playwatch Kids. You've got ATTN Plus. What are they providing?
That's right. So Playwatch is an independently owned animation studio here in the U.S., and they're black owned as well. And so they've been providing the animation for the initial slate. ATTN Attention and Black Fam we're in the midst of code developing a couple of series that are reality-based, but focused on millennial and Gen Z parents, family issues.
What kind of feedback so far are you getting, first from kids, and secondly from their parents, about the kind of content you're showing?
Sure. Parents are loving it. I'm getting so much love for the idea, the content that's out there. They're really feeling, in fact, I'm on a mission to personally answer all emails that come through to the service. So I've been personally going through them, and it's been amazing feedback of support of how do we share this. And I really am getting the sense that we're actually tapped into actually building a community, which I think a lot of streamers set out to do, but we're actually doing organically because we're intersecting a lot of different experiences around one universal truth. You know, we all, in a family situation, we watch TV together. So this is a platform for that. I haven't heard from too many kids, which I think that's a good thing. I don't know if, maybe that'll come in the future where parents are writing to us on behalf of them, but I'd imagine that they're watching because our numbers only are increasing from a view time perspective.
Mm-hmm. One thing we've got to mention, let's address it now, is this a subscription service where you have to pay a monthly fee, or is this an ad-supported service? And if it's an ad-supported service, what kind of initial reaction are you getting from advertisers?
That's a great question. Right now, it's a free service that's supported by advertising. We launched a week ago, and we're in pretty far along conversations with our first round of brand partners. The excitement in the brand community is absolutely there. As you know, it takes a little bit of time to wrangle those moving parts of a large brand organization. So we're just dotting our T's and crossing our I's. We're pulling those deals together, but the ad community has been really embracing the idea. There's just a need for brand safe brand safe environments where they can actually connect directly with audiences and use authentic stories to interweave their value proposition. So it's been, those conversations have been very exciting and very positive.
Mm-hmm. Also, I understand that there is also some syndicated programming or syndicator supplied programming that is currently
running on
BlackFam. Any particular programs you can talk about?
We're still finalizing our deals for syndicated programming. That's to come. But what we're doing is partnering with the major syndicators out there, like WB, NBC, amongst others, that we're just going through and curating what we think is going to be the most positive and entertaining content representing positive Black families and Black characters.
Now, Whoopi is going to be developing at least 10 new original series that will start in the first year. What kind of shows does Whoopi and a production company want to do?
I mean, I don't want to – what kinds of shows? I mean, what was super exciting about our first call on what we're developing, Whoopi said, look, I've got 20-plus years of ideas in my bag. And she reaches in and pulls out an animated comedy that is family oriented, not for kids, but for the whole family. And we were dying laughing. So that, you know, we're going to do comedy. We definitely are going to tell some historical perspectives through a positive light, not through trauma, and really focus on it, enlightening and actually encouraging content. So it's animation. It's going to be new types of reality. We think family competition reality is an absolute must, and so we're looking for those ideas as well as developing those on our own, and some scripted series in the drama category.
In terms of, I was going to ask this later, I'll ask it now. In terms of scripted series, you know that we have a bunch of TV festivals that are happening around the country in the next few months. We have South by Southwest, I believe it starts on Friday, which has an independent pilot competition. This is the second year in a row they're doing it. You've got Series Fest coming in May in Denver. You've got Tribeca. We'll have a pilot competition in June here in New York. Are you talking with TV festivals to see if you can hook up with some of these pilot makers and see if you could make their pilot dreams into series reality?
You know, I haven't connected too much with the festivals. I think that's a great idea, but I've got to tell you, I've literally gotten hundreds of contacts from the independent creators themselves, like with musicals to documentaries to animated series. I've also received content ideas from overseas, from European storytellers. So it's not. I know that there's almost a perception of like, oh, where are all the Black creators? They're definitely in my inbox right now, and I think there's been a long time of those guys getting no's, and yes, we'll get yeses. And I know, from my own experience with my friends that are in the creative community, sometimes those festivals can be a bit daunting to get into. The competition to get into them is tough. The costs to get into them are tough. So this is, if you're a creator and you're independent, and you've got a great story, I would encourage you to email me. And let's see what you've got. I don't know that we always have to go through the festival route to find new talent, to be honest.
We're speaking with Larry Adams. He's the founder and chief executive officer of the new performing service BlackFam, BLKFAN, now running on such smart TV makers as Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Apple TV, Samsung Smart TV sets, Vizio, and LG, also coming to multi-channel bundles near you. He joins me from the Big Apple this half hour right here exclusively on Tomorrow We Televise. Time to wrap up with you live from New York. Thank you for spending your Thursday afternoon with us, wherever you may be across the country, around the globe, on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, 54 degrees near the bottom of the hour. Let's hear from you in our remaining minutes with Larry. Make a call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Three more episodes of our program coming your way live and lively next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And my lead guest next Wednesday will be the celebrated author, James Swanson, whose book, Manhunt, The 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer, has been adapted to a new Apple TV Plus miniseries that will be premiering a week from tomorrow. He'll be with us to talk about that. And we also look forward to talking a little bit about his new book, The Deerfield Massacre, a surprise. surprise attack, a forced march, and the fight for survival in early America. Brand new book came out a few weeks ago, and we are definitely going to plan to offer it as a classic trivia question prize once we get a winner to our current trivia contest, which comes your way after the bottom of the hour. So James O. Swanson from Manhunt, which, by the way, serves as executive producer as well as the inspiration for the series. Again, that series premieres a week from tomorrow on Apple TV+, and he'll be with us next Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, exclusively here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Aside from what Whoopi is saying on The View and elsewhere, how are you getting the word out around the country to your service's existence?
I mean, we're getting a lot of referrals from people who heard about it through The View, who heard about it through Whoopi's media. We've gotten a really great reception in the press. And so our next, when we announce our first big tentpole premiere, we'll be back at it, and you'll hear from us then. But we're also looking at some, with our brand partners, some activations that will be bringing Black Fam to life in real life, as well as in broader marketing plans and more media, paid media.
Are there any plans to do a press conference or some event for the press, let's say, either by yourself or with you and Whoopi, and maybe some of the creators as well to come through and, you know, showcase the programming so the press here in New York and around the country have more an idea what you're doing?
Yeah, that's a good thanks for the idea, Simon. I appreciate it. We'll definitely do that once we have our first premiere. Like, I think what we're working on with Whoopi, we'll have, we're shooting for a June release of that. So, you know, we'll be adding content from our partners on the app. But once we get our full original done, that's been co-produced with Whoopi's first co-production, we're going to make a lot of noise about it. You're going to hear about it, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to watch it over and over.
Can you talk about any of the other show creators that in the last week and a half have come to you saying, hey, I'm looking at doing this series. I'd like to do it with Black Fam or do it on Black Fam.
You know, it's been we haven't fully, like, gotten to a place of agreement, so I'm not going to – I won't get into specifics, but it's independence. It's a lot of independence, people that everyday America hasn't heard of but will soon. We've had creators that have book series out there who are interested in bringing their next animation project to us. So we've got a lot, as well as some celebrities who are really interested in family content. So it's going to, I think, you know, it's early time, Simon, so I will definitely be back here to tell you more in more detail once we have those agreements done. But I want, you know, it is a full cast from independents to very well-known people to people who have made impact in inclusion overseas and brought really great entertainment to their audiences, and bringing that to the U.S. would be a big win for us.
Years ago, Robert Townsend, the wonderful hyphenate actor, yep, comedian, performer, but also behind the scenes, a mover and a shaker, as a producer, director, did a service called Black Family Channel. And I had a chance to meet him when he was doing that, and he was, like yourself, very dedicated to doing programming that was suitable for communities of color and suitable for families, Black families, but also families in general. Have you heard from him about maybe coming to this fold along with Whoopi and maybe contributing content? I know he's been, the last couple of years, he's been directing episodes of various series.
You know, I haven't connected with him. That's an interesting idea. I'm making a note, Simon. I'm going to reach out to his people and see. But, you know, I think the difference between the Black Family Channel and Black Fam as a streaming service is there's, you know, back in the day of linear television, you had to go through these hubs of distributors in order to get actual audience. Here, you know, we're able to access the app markets, process things a lot faster, and get things out a lot more frictionless directly to audiences. So, you know, I think definitely there's probably some partnerships to be had, but I plan on Black Fam not only being around for now, but for the long term.
Mm-hmm. There are two organizations that were formed last year trying to help emerging television services that are running on smart TV sets and smart TV devices and multi-channel bundles. One is the Streaming Innovation Alliance out of Washington, D.C. The other is the Independent Streaming Alliance. Both of them have membership, including channels created by people and organizations of color. Any thoughts about getting involved with them as a way to sort of help you get the word spread, your network's existence?
I mean, those are amazing organizations. And yes, we'll partner with everyone, you know, and I think for us, the combination of my past experience plus Whoopi's EGOT status and icon, we have a lot of things going for us that are really exciting. So I think that'll be one of my next stops is connecting with these organizations. But from a get the word out perspective, we've been doing pretty well actually with just organic and getting and signing up people, users, and their viewing is only increasing day over day. So it's we're definitely gathering momentum. I think the announcements that we have planned over the next couple of weeks will just continue to fill that. And I think once we start releasing our originals, we'll start getting even more buzz. But we have all the right ingredients. Now it's about execution.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a sense about where you want this venture to be, let's say a year or two from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Have you sort of have a sense in your head of here's where I and Whoopi and everybody else involved with this venture, here's where we want to be in terms of the impact we can make on viewers?
For me personally, this is, I guess, this already is a lifelong dream come true. I grew up in South Central LA. I worked my way from the bottom with an internship opportunity that was given to underprivileged kids in LA to work at Sony Pictures. To make it all the way here to be launching BlackFam is a huge, huge life accomplishment. And so what I see all of us doing for the next level, for the next 5 years, is really making positive impacts on families across the spectrum of life here in the U.S. And then once we've hit that scale in the U.S., think about those others overseas, and take it to those sort of underrepresented young Larrys in different countries who need something to look up to, really. And that's what I felt was missing, not only look up to, but start to like really engage with those stories in your youth and that you share with your family to create that like inspiration and aspiration.
And on the flip side of things, Larry, have you had a chance, now that the network is up and running, to sort of take a breath in this last week and a half and think, wow, I've done this in partnership with Whoopi, in partnership with others. I have had this network. I've beaten the odds in many ways to get this on the air. You know, look at what we've done.
My family, my wife is always telling me practice gratitude, you know, and that's been a journey for me because, you know, having to go through the experience that I went through coming up, it was really tough, and it was really tough to look back. For me, it was always what's next? How do I get over to the next sort of the next leapfrog, the next stepstone? But you know, for my kids, it has been a moment where we actually sat down, we're watching the service together, and that was really, really fulfilling. But now, you know, I have a job to do. That's what I usually do. I put my head down and get things done and get things out the door. So that's what really propels me. It's really funny because I was talking about this with a friend of mine. Like, they're like, well, what's, you know, how do you think about Whoopi and the business? I'm like, Whoopi is the fairy godmother. Like, she makes it all magically come to life, and she's been amazing with that. So, you know, I think I'm very grateful for our partnership, and I know that without other partners, this is not going to be as great as it can be. And so I'm really dedicated to building bridges and creating alliances with like-minded and value-aligned entities, and just keep pushing this narrative that, you know, promotes a positive narrative around people of color and families that, you know, that aren't just black, but they're, you know, have black, have have an interest in Black culture from an authentic authenticness perspective. You know, I'm biracial, my family's multiracial. So like, it's not about just, it's about enjoying Blackness. It's about celebrating that view. So yes, I have, but I feel like there's a lot more work to be done. This is just the beginning.
The service
it's like
is
step
Black
one.
Fam, BLKFAM. It is free. It is ad-supported, and you can find it on most smart TV sets and smart TV devices, including Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Samsung, smart TV sets, Vizio LG, and soon coming to multi-channel bundles as well. For more details about the service online, go to www.blkfam.tv. That's www.blkfam.tv. Black Fam, now in its second week of existence all over the U.S. of A through smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. Larry Adams, the founder, chief executive of the service, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on what you and Whoopi and everybody has accomplished so far, and much, much more to come, and we look forward to catching you back here soon, hopefully some of your creators joining for the ride.
Thank you, Simon. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
It is a pleasure. Celebrate. Have a great rest of your week, Larry. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Larry Adams, chief executive of Black Fam, joining me here in New York. When we come back, our classic trivia question, and I'll have the thoughts I had yesterday on Sports Newswire about women's college basketball. It has become a record-breaking deal, not just because of Caitlin Clark. I'll explain after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com, together reaching over 100 million listeners around the world every month, and growing. If you love Star Trek, check out Trek Talking, latest episode tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific. That's Trek Talking right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget Best BTR 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised on our special Thursday afternoon edition. Simon Applebaum with you live and vivo from New York, 54 degrees the bottom of the hour. Coming up next, our classic trivia question, and some further thoughts about what I had to say yesterday on Sports Newswire about the very interesting state of viewership for women's college basketball. We'll get to all that after this message from the great people at Liquid IV. You want a new wellness routine that's easy to take, keeps you in great shape? I got one for you. It's Liquid IV. It's a great-tasting drink mix in stick form that when you add with water, delivers hydration to your body faster and more efficiently than water alone. What's more, you get 5 essential vitamins, B3, 5, 6, 12, and great vitamin C, plus 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. 12 flavors to drink from, all delicious, all refreshing, like Concord Grape, Passion Fruit, and Watermelon. Plus, there's special sugar-free flavors like Green Grape and Peach. Liquid IV is gluten-free, dairy-free, and certainly soy-free. All you got to do to enjoy the flavors, anyone you like, is go to liquidiv.com. That's liquidiv.com and order. Plus, you get 20% off using the promo code TELEVISE at checkout. It's 20% off anything you order when you shop for better hydration today. Just use the promo code TELEVISE, T-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, at liquidiv.com. That's liquidiv.com. Liquid IV, fueling nice adventures with real hydrated. All right, time now for our new classic trivia question. We just did Monday's episode, and we're still looking for our first winner of 2024, and that can be you. And if you are, you will win a whole bunch of prizes, like free Uber card from AMC Networks, free Redbox card from Crackle Connect, two wonderful CDs, Chicago's Greatest Hits, Lifetime's Women in Rock. Plus, we've got the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar and two great books, Pocket Television from USC Professor David Craig and Running the Show, Television from the Inside by former Northern Exposure writer, showrunner, Emmy winner Jeff Melvoin. Here's the question. Who is the voice of Mr. Ed on Mr. Ed? Of course, that's a famous 1960s talking horse comedy that ran first in syndication for a year, then had a nice run on CBS throughout the early and mid-1960s. Who is the voice of Mr. Ed on Mr. Ed? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to close your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, of course, you win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. One more time, the question, who is the voice of Mr. Ed on Mr. Ed? You know, Horse to Horse, of course, famous theme song. That, by the way, used Mr. Ed's voice, too, in it. Excuse me. Excuse me. There we go. Anyway, so remember, email me with the answer. SimonApple04@yahoo.com for your previous winner. And against this program, you are not eligible. So get your answer in today. You could be first and you could be a winner. But you got to do it ASAP. Because in order to win, you got to play in. Do so today. And all the very best. In case you don't know, I do a weekly in-person feature here in New York on the world of TV sports every Wednesday morning on Sports Newswire. It's a daily news information show on Sports Grid Network. They're on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. And our lead topic yesterday was the incredible viewership reaction to Caitlin Clark's final regular season game this past Sunday afternoon on Fox. More than 3.4 million people watched the game, where Caitlin Clark set the record for being the leading regular season scorer in either men or women's college basketball. She did it on foul shots before the end of the first half. Well, as I said, Fox had the highest viewership ever for a women's basketball game, 3.4 million. And at the end of the game, which was around 3:15 in the afternoon, it was 4.4 million. However, two other stats about viewership really got to me, and I shared this with Craig, the host of Newswire. One, that for the first time ever, Fox's coverage of women's basketball had more average viewership than men's college basketball. Women, close to 990,000 viewers a episode a game. Men's, 940,000. Here's the other interesting stat, that on Fox, women's college basketball viewership was up over the course of the entire regular season, because we're now getting into the March Madness before March Madness, the conference championships with their tournaments, that the viewership percent this season alone. And if you think that's something, check this out. For all of television, all the networks that covered women's college basketball, Fox, ESPN, ABC, NBC, Peacock, etc., the viewership for women's college basketball was up 60%. 60% among all services covering that sport. I have a hunch why that was the case. And why, if I'm ESPN and the NCAA, I would make darn sure that the championship game of their women's basketball tournament this April would not be on Sunday afternoon as it was last year, but on in prime time. Why? Because for the first time ever, women's college basketball had a regularly scheduled showcase. Sunday afternoons, ACC games on the CW, Sunday afternoon games on Fox, Sunday afternoon games on ESPN or ABC or ESPN2. Women's college basketball is on a great, great streak. And it's not just because of Caitlin Clark. Good chunk of it is. But it's also Angel Reese. It's South Carolina. It's LSU. It's Stanford. It's all the great teams who are playing superb women's college basketball. And the fact that Caitlin's going to the WNBA, probably with the Indiana Fever, which already has two terrific teams fighting it out year after year the last couple of years, Las Vegas and recently the New York Liberty in my neck of the woods, it should be even better, the WNBA. And by the way, WNBA ratings were up. One of the reasons why in the regular season, because you had a Friday night doubleheader every week on ION Television through its parent company, Scripps. If you put it on regularly and you promote the programming, people, chances are, they will tune in. It's a lesson that, frankly, Warner Bros. Discovery has to learn with TBS and TNT and True TV. Because lately, they have not been promoting the NBA. They have not been promoting the NHL. They certainly didn't promote the match, which, by the way, pitted PGA players with LPGA players. And that Black College Basketball Invesco QQQ game. They let the games on, just let them lay there, no publicity, no promotion, no PR, no press release, nothing. ESPN, CW, ABC, to their credit, promoted the regularly scheduled, or the regular schedule of regular season women's basketball games. It turned out to be a sensational strategy, and one that, frankly, I've been calling for years. So I hope that we're going to see March Madness really break loose. And again, on the NCAA, I move now to put that game, which right now is scheduled, that championship game, now for Sunday afternoon. I think it's a terrible time period to do it. Sunday afternoon, go Tuesday night. ESPN used to do it, and they got great results. There's a good chance that if they put it on Tuesday night, and Caitlin Clark and Iowa is going to the national championship with the likes of a South Carolina or an LSU, whatever, you'll definitely get upwards of 5 million people watching. For sure. I hope you're listening, NCAA. Hope you're listening, ESPN. You got a great opportunity. Don't blow it. Again, I want to thank Larry Adams from Black Fan for being with us today. And thank all of you for tuning in. I want to remind you that tomorrow we will have one of the key people behind AIMM, the Alliance of Inclusion and Multicultural Marketing, Carlos Santiago. We'll talk to him about the recent growth fronts here in New York and where that interesting event that's helping emerging networks aimed at people of color, gay and lesbian community, and so forth, get more promotional advertising and marketing support in the years ahead. And again, next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and next Wednesday, our lead guest will be from the new Apple TV Plus miniseries, the inspirational author of the book Manhunt, The 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer, and executive producer on the series, which premieres a week from tomorrow on Apple TV Plus, James Swanson. His new book, The Deerfield Massacre, is already out. We hope to offer it as a classic trivia prize. If you came in late on today's episode, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to that homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Blogtalkradio.com/televised. And of course, you always check it out 24/7 at our webpage, tomorrowbetelevised.com. That's tomorrowbetelevised.com. Put together by the great people and on podium. And remember, we're now on 46 podcast sites, including our new edition this week, True Fans. Thank you all, True Fans, people, for checking us out. Everybody else as well. We're getting great feedback from Apple Podcasts, from Zencaster, and so on and so forth. We expect by the end of this week that we will pass 7,000 listens on Zencaster in the last 4 or 5 months. So thank you all for checking us out on podcast, and we invite you to join us live so that you can interact with our guests by phone or chat room. As always, we love hearing from you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook, LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. However you respond with me, I respond back to you in 24 hours because what you say matters now, especially now, more than ever. The views expressed in this program are those of the participants. They are not those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Tuner Radio, and other carriers of this program. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is content executive. Website services provided by On Podium. Guitarist Bacon is our web coordinator. Tomorrow Televised was brought to you this afternoon by Liquid IV, viewing life's adventures and your well-being with real hydrating. For Tomorrow Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Make it dry, not wet, as much as you can. We are back tomorrow, regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spirit Tuner Radio, and all of our web and podcast destinations. Whatever you're up to eating now and then, of course, make it safe. Make it great for you and others you love. And remember, more than ever, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.